Good morning. This is Pastor Mark Johnson. Greetings in the name of the Lord, the name above every name, which Scripture declares is the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Today we're starting 30 days of trying to understand the names and attributes of our God a little better. Our goal is to take about 5 minutes to understand our Savior's characteristics and pray for our understanding to be enlightened. We want to apply these principles to our understanding of Christ, who is alive in our lives. So we pray that God would help us as we go through this short lesson to try to comprehend your spirit and your nature a little better, and then to apply that into our lives and to trust that Spirit of God to lead and guide us. So today we're starting a 7-day section on the Holy One, and the first day's scripture is taken from Moses encountering God at the burning bush. The Lord instructed him to tell Pharaoh that the I Am sent you. This is the ultimate, the name of the ultimate independent self-complete being. Jesus used that I Am statement many times to reveal himself. Exodus 3:13, and I'm gonna read it through verse 15. Moses said unto God, behold, when I come to the children of Israel and shall say to them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, they shall say to me, what's his name? What shall I say unto them? It's an interesting question, what's his name? They didn't have a common name, it sounds like, that they called him. So they want to understand and define, so they're going to connect the God that's speaking to him to the God that led their parents and their grandparents. So verse 14, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me to you. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever. This is my memorial unto all generations. So, having an English understanding, we may not be really clear the I Am statement and how important that statement is. But in a Jewish mind, a Jewish understanding, they viewed that as the ever-present one, the one that is eternally there. So God, in the beginning, Genesis 1, God created the heavens and the earth. And there's a principle there. It heavens and the earth and time all were created on that beginning. In that beginning moment, God created time, space, and matter, because matter has to have a place to go. It has to have a beginning. You've got to start somewhere. So on a certain day, God created time, space, and matter. And so over the next creative days, however long that actually took, God created the world and water and stars and all the things that he created, but he started with that first day. So God pre-existed the first day and started time. So God exists outside of time, before time. And the Bible actually says at the end, time shall be no more. So God existed after time. So God is beyond time. He's not bound like we are by time, like my stopwatch is binding me up here to get done in my 5-minute time frame. So Jesus had 5 I Am statements in the Gospel of John. They are, I am the bread of life, John 6:35. I am the light of the world, John 8:12. I am the door of the sheep, John 10:7. I am the good shepherd, John 10:11-14. I am the resurrection and the life, John 11:25. I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. And finally, John 15:1, I am the true vine. In each of these segments, God is trying to reveal to us his nature. He is the bread, the sustainer. He's the light of the world. He lights up our lives and gives us direction so we don't stumble. He's a door of the sheep. A shepherd would put sheep in a cave and sleep in the door. So literally his body became the door to protect the wild beasts and the marauders from coming in and doing damage to the sheep at night. So he acted as a door. He put his life on the line. I'm the good shepherd. I care for my sheep. Psalms tells us that he leads us beside still waters. He restores our soul. That's the job of the good shepherd. That's what God wants to do in each of our lives. I'm the resurrection and the life. He is life, and he shows us by his resurrection that he has power over life and death. And if we want to have power over our life, that is going to be through Jesus Christ, because he is the way, the truth, and the life, and he is the true vine. So lastly, we need to pray that. We need to incorporate this into our prayer today. So let's pray together. God, we thank you that you are the great I am, the one who is perfectly self-sufficient. You don't need us. You don't need anything. But God, we certainly are in need of you. Our perspective is small and limited to our experiences, but your perspective is ginormous, huge, broad, and you can see beyond what we can see, and you know beyond what we know. And God, we need to trust you. Help us to trust the great I am to be my I am, my light, my guide, my good shepherd, my door in my life, my resurrection and life. And God, we thank you for that, and we trust you for it. Guide us through the day, trusting you, looking to you to give light to our lives. We thank you for that in Jesus' great name. Amen. Good to have this few moments with you. I'm a little over. I'll try to keep it short. I'll greet you tomorrow, and let's go through this together and grow together in Christ.